everyone, and welcome to Dallas Hoops Gamecast. I am your host, Martin, and we are going to break down everything we saw in the Mavericks win tonight against the Minnesota Timberwolves. But first, if you like the show, please give the show a five-star rating on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Twitter at Dallas Hoopscast. Okay, so the Mavericks beat the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight 127-122 in a game that really got a little bit closer than I was comfortable with there towards the end. But I think Derek Harper at the end of after the game had ended, he summed it up well. It's really hard to dominate a team for four straight quarters. And that's why I'm never comfortable with building a 20-point lead in the first quarter, because it just gives the opposing team too much time to kind of eat into that lead and build a little bit of confidence. So I really like having a lead built in the third quarter to kind of put your foot on the throat, so to speak, of the team. But that didn't happen. You know, I'm not going to complain about the way the Mavericks started the game. Obviously, scoring 43 points and having a 20-point lead to start the game is great to see. It was nice to see the energy that they had coming out. That's really what I wanted to see. I wanted the Mavericks to come out to start this game and really let the Timberwolves know tonight they have no chance. And I think they did that in the first quarter. The problem is they didn't do that in the fourth quarter. And unfortunately, Malik Beasley just got incredibly hot and just started hitting shot after shot. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that it's percentages, but this happens a lot to the Mavericks. These guys just get hot. They start jacking up shots, and that might just be a result of the league that we play today with a lot of three-point shooters. And on any given night, even a guy like Malik Beasley can get hot and hit, I think he hit five threes in a row at one point there in the fourth. He had 23, 24 points, something like that, in the fourth quarter alone. And he really was the catalyst and brought the team back. If he misses a couple of those threes, it never really gets as close as we like. But it is what it is. You know, they just didn't put their foot on the throat of the Timberwolves there in the fourth quarter. You know, everybody's going to make a run in this league. I just don't know if the Mavericks are a good enough team. And this is because we see this all the time with them. How many times do the Mavericks have a double-digit lead late into the fourth quarter, sometimes even with just 2 or 3 minutes left, and the opposing team all of a sudden just goes on the quickest 2-minute run you've ever seen, and a 12-point lead turns into a 3-point lead in 2 minutes or less. Excuse me. And that happens a lot with the Mavericks. It does. It's happened the last two seasons. Every game turns out to be a nail biter. They can't seem to just keep a lead. And I think it's really just a result. They don't have that killer instinct, and probably because they're just not good enough to have that killer instinct. They can't put their foot on the throat of that team. Late in the game, when Minnesota was making a little bit of run, that's your time to say, okay, that's enough. We're done. This game is over. And they don't have that ability. And opposing teams kind of sense that. I don't know. You know, they just, if you give them a little bit of opening in today's league with the way players can shoot threes, this happens a lot. And a player just, you know, makes everything. And unfortunately for the Mavericks, the percentages aren't in their favor late in games. Players just make ridiculous shots. I mean, some of these threes that Malik Beasley hit were well contested. But it is what it is. You know, I don't really know how I feel about the game. I was really happy with the performance in the first half and the way we started the game, and really the third quarter. I thought it was fine. I thought they weathered some storms. They really weren't playing very well. They didn't have their mind in the game because they had been up for so long in the third. But I thought they weathered that well, and the lead, I think, went from 20 to 18 going into the fourth quarter. Overall, I thought that was great. And again, I feel really happy. That's what I wanted to see from the Mavericks. I'm not sure how much I want to take away from the end of the game, because runs do happen in this league. It's unfortunate that it happened, because I think it just kind of psychologically affected the Mavericks a little bit, because it just seems like they just can't get things right this season or to go their way this season, and to allow the worst team in the league to make it a three-point game late in the game after you had had a lead of 20, I think it was a little demoralizing. It was for me as a fan. And I think for them as a team, they got to feel the same way because they just want to play well. They just want to win. They want to string together some wins. And, you know, they had to fight a little bit harder than I think they wanted and we wanted. But it is what it is. Again, I'm not sure how much I want to take away from the end of the game. I think the only thing I really will take away is the fact that Mavericks don't have that killer instinct to put their foot on the throat of the opposing team. Every team makes runs late in games. And the Mavericks, unfortunately, because they don't have that killer instinct, they tend to suffer mightily in those situations. What else did I want to talk about? I wanted to talk a little bit about Kristaps Porzingis. I thought he came out the start of the game really well. He was on fire there in the first quarter. I think he hit his first three threes or something like that. And one of them was really, really deep, logo type three. I was really happy to see that because he didn't play very well in the last game against Golden State. I mean, he had some moments, and maybe he did some things that didn't quite reflect in the box score that helped the Mavericks win the game against Golden State, but he didn't shoot well. And it was nice to see that he really kind of carried the Mavericks offense for three quarters because Luka just didn't quite get anything going for a while. His three ball didn't fall tonight, and he kept shooting them. And I think that was because he was hoping that his percentages would start going up a little bit. Because the last couple of games, he has been shooting the three ball better. He's really been shooting it better since the first 10 games of the season, where it was like 20-something percent. So he's been shooting it better. I just thought he settled a couple of times for threes, for step backs, and I think he was hoping that they would go in for him because they had the last game, but they didn't. And it was nice that KP was rolling a little bit. He was hitting his shots, hitting his threes. He was playing hard down low, got a couple of tip-ins. He really utilized his size for the most part. There were a couple of times when he would bring the ball down and give the opponent an opportunity to swipe the ball away, and he lost it because he doesn't have a very good handle. But it was nice to see him carry the offense. And what I really wanted to see was Luka kind of get a night off, because he hasn't had a night off in a long time. And I don't mean resting a game. I just mean where he doesn't have to be, you know, an all-time great every single night in order for you to win. I think a game against Minnesota, and this is when I talk about Luka's minutes. I talk about his minutes all the time. I'm all for him playing extra minutes when you're playing a big-time team and a big-time matchup. Like Golden State, I'm okay with him playing 38 minutes, but I thought tonight against Minnesota, it was a good opportunity to get him some extra minutes of rest. And unfortunately, because the way the fourth quarter had gone, that didn't happen. He ended up playing 37 minutes, and I really hoped that tonight he'd be able to be around that 33-minute mark. And I really hoped that when he went out at the 7-minute mark or something in the fourth quarter, that he wouldn't have to come back in. But as soon as he went out, the lead just kind of evaporated. And that's been a problem for the Mavericks. They don't really have a backup point guard that can initiate the offense. I know Jalen's their backup point guard, but he's more of a scorer. He doesn't really initiate the offense. He's just out there to get buckets. And they don't really have that backup point guard right now, in my opinion. And so a lot of times when Luka comes out of the game, you saw it in the Golden State game, he can only sometimes get 30 seconds of rest because the moment he comes out, the opposing team just starts making a run because the Mavericks' offense becomes stagnant. And I'm sure there's a lot more involved to it in it than just Luka coming out of the game, but that's just what I see. And I just was hoping that tonight he would be able to get a little bit more rest, but it just didn't happen that way. And KP didn't really play well in the fourth. I thought I'm going to try my best, people, to keep this positive, because the Mavericks won, and that was good. They've now won two in a row, and they've won three out of four. It appears that they are done with their losing ways and their long losing streaks. Maybe they can get back to 500 soon, get a couple of games above 500, get back into the playoff picture. They have a long road ahead, and they're not going to do that in one game. So it's nice to see that they have won some games. So I want to keep it positive. I love what I saw from Porzingis early in the game. But there's just too many times when he insists on putting the ball on the floor. He just decides he's going to dribble and make a play, and he's not very good at it. He loses the ball all the time. People swipe it from him. He throws the ball away because he gets stuck trying to do something he can't do, and then he throws it to the defender. He did that several times tonight. And the biggest mistake that I saw from him was late in the fourth quarter when he was trying to dribble and try to pull up for a jumper, and it got swiped right out of his hands. And that happens to him a lot because he just doesn't have a handle, and he has no leg muscle. He can't push anybody out of the way. He just falls to the ground. I don't know why he insists on putting the ball on the court. I think we have enough data and enough times, even for himself, throw the data out of it. How many times would you dribble it into traffic and throw it away, or try and dribble and get the ball ripped, or just bounce it off your foot or your knee, or whatever he does with the basketball when he's trying to dribble? How many times would you do that when you accept as a player, maybe this ain't my thing, or maybe I need to take this in the offseason and fix it? Because this is two seasons in a row now when he puts the ball on the court and he tries to dribble, it's a disaster waiting to happen. And it's what the opposing team wants him to do, is put the ball on the court. That's what they are forcing him to do. And I don't know why he insists on trying to do it. And even after all of these time, all this evidence indicating that it's just not something he can do, he still tries to do it. And it's really frustrating me because if you listen to our podcast yesterday, our fan cast, I don't like the vibe I'm getting from Porzingis with the Mavericks right now. I don't like him publicly saying what he and Carlisle have talked about. I don't like how he has publicly criticized the Mavericks system and the offense that they run. I don't like his body language sometimes when Lucas shoots some tough shots. And I don't like the fact that he insists on getting post-ups and putting the ball on the court. And that's what he wants to do. He has mentioned it several times since we got him, that his game, he thinks his game is post-ups and mid-range and putting the ball in the basket, on the court. That's what he has said several times. If you ask him that today, he would tell you that's his game. That's what he feels comfortable with. Yet when he does it, it's a disaster. It always turns into a disaster. And in the fourth quarter, when you need a bucket, he's trying to be somebody he's not, and he loses the basketball. So I mentioned in the podcast, on our fan cast, I don't like the vibe and the attitude that I'm getting from Porzingis, and his play is reflecting how he feels. The Mavericks don't want him dribbling, but he continues to dribble. It reminds me a lot of Chris Kaman. Chris Kaman insisted on putting the ball on the floor, on the court. And that's ultimately why I think it was Donnie Nelson or Cuban said that they ended up trading him, because he just insisted on dribbling the basketball. And he wasn't even this bad. Porzingis is atrocious, but he insists on doing it. And it really hurt them there in the fourth because he lost the ball and you really needed a basket at that particular moment. Now, I'm not going to say that he was the only cause of this game and the way that the Timberwolves came back. Luka had a lot of turnovers in this game. He did. And I know I'm a Luka homer, and I defend his turnovers all the time. The guy has the basketball more than anybody else in the league. He's going to have a high turnover. He's going to have a lot of turnovers. It's just when you have the ball that much, What you want to see is your team's overall turnover percentage. And as a team, the Mavericks are a really good or a really low turnover team. But tonight, Luka had some pretty careless turnovers. He just happened to lose the ball. And some of Minnesota, they had really good hands and swiped it right from him. And he had some late in the game as well. But Luka also made the buckets when you needed them to. And this is what I talked about a couple of weeks back. Luka struggled really all game with his shot. He wasn't shooting a high percentage. But when it mattered, all of those numbers, all of the shooting struggles, all of that disappeared. Because when you are the superstar and you are the franchise player, when it matters, you need to deliver. And Luka has done that several times. Now, he still has room to grow. He's 21 years old. He doesn't do it every single night. Sometimes he gets outplayed by the opposing superstar because that superstar is a 31-year-old vet and has been doing it for 10 years. There's no fault on him on that. He's going to be that guy at some point. But for the most part, you can rely on Luka to create offense for your team consistently. And sometimes even if he's struggling to shoot the basketball, when it matters, you make the shots. And you saw that tonight. Luka made the shots when it mattered most. And this is when I talked about, or a couple weeks ago, I talked about Porzingis because he had struggled in the fourth quarter. And I don't remember the game, to be honest with you. But he had struggled all game. And in the fourth quarter, he was even worse. And it's like, if you're going to say you're a franchise player or superstar in the fourth quarter, you need to deliver for your team. And unfortunately, Porzingis hasn't consistently done that. In fact, he's been one of the worst players in the fourth quarter in shooting that I've seen in a long time. And when you look at the numbers, he's just absolutely atrocious. Even on wide open shots, it's like 30-something percent. So, you know, I don't like the vibe. I don't like the attitude. And if you're wondering what I'm talking about on his post-game comments, when he mentioned that he had had a conversation with Carlisle about his minutes and how he wants to play longer stretches because when he plays longer stretches, he can get into a little bit more rhythm. That's not something he needs to say to the media. He needs to have that conversation with Carlisle, and that's where it ends. He knows what he's doing when he took it to the media. When you say something to the media, you know exactly what you're doing. You want it out there. And I think he wanted to force the hand of Carlisle. Because if Carlisle doesn't honor his wishes, everybody knows it. And it turns into something. There was no need to say it to the media. But he did. And if you're going to try to, you know, defend him and say, well, maybe he was just talking. No, 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 no. These guys talk to the media every week, almost every day. They know what to say, what not to say. They can't play the dumb card. They know. He knew. He knew what he was doing. And so he said, you know, he told Carlisle. And even on the nationally televised game, it was the first Golden State game when they got blown out by 40. They were talking about how Carlisle had, or how Porzingis had the conversation with Carlisle about playing him more minutes. Now, they didn't take anything out of it, as I am, but to me, that was a problem. The second comment is after that Golden State game, they were asking him about the game, blah, blah, blah. I don't remember the specific question, but he said, that's our game. We shoot a lot of outside shots. That's what we do. And for me, that was a shot at Carlisle's system. And to be fair, in that particular game, the Mavericks did shoot a lot of outside shots. But he didn't say that. He didn't say in this particular game. He was referring to the Mavericks system. And the reason I believe that is because he has been outspoken from the very beginning on where he likes to get the basketball and where he likes to get his shots. And in this system, he doesn't really get to do that. He has to get a lot of open threes. Oh, poor him. He gets open 3-point shots that he can't make. So those are the comments that I'm referring to. And in the last Golden State game when the Mavericks won, you can watch the highlights. It's Luka's highlights from ESPN, I think. And there's a shot, I think it was in the third quarter, where Luka shoots a step back, and you can see Porzingis' shoulders drop. Now, this isn't the first time I've seen Porzingis react this way to a Luka 3, but you see his shoulders drop and his body language just give you the indication that he does not like that shot. He thinks it's a stupid shot. Now, Luka ended up making it, but that's not the point. That's how he feels. So there's all of these things coming together to me that leads me to believe he doesn't like the system we run. He doesn't like how he's being utilized in the offense. And he doesn't like the fact that Luka has freedom to do whatever he wants, essentially, and shoot shots that he thinks are bad shots, in his opinion. And the fact that he insists that he get to put the ball on the court and dribble and get post-ups when he is just not good at it. And I don't understand why he would continue to want these shots, because he's the one shooting them. He knows he's not making them. But that's what he insists on doing, and it almost hurt the Mavericks. It almost cost them tonight in this game because he just lost the ball trying to dribble it. I didn't mean for it to go that way. With the negativity, but it's starting to build up for me with KP. You know, I had mentioned on other podcasts, on post-game shows, that he doesn't step up when you need him to most, against teams that you need him to most. And I would say that Golden State game, that last one, was a big-time game on national television, on ABC. You needed the win after getting destroyed the previous game. What did he do? 7 of 18, something like that. Something 36%. Ridiculous. Against the Timberwolves, 27 points. I don't care. You need to do it when it matters. But we'll see. I know it doesn't sound like it, but the Mavericks won tonight. I think I'm done this evening. Won't keep you guys up too much longer. They play again on Wednesday at 6 p.m. against the Atlanta Hawks. I think they need to win that game. If I'm going to have any confidence that this team can get back into the playoff picture and be a remnant of what we saw last year, they have to win these three games, the Minnesota game, the Hawks game, and then the Pelicans on Friday. They need to win all three of them. You can't lose to either one of them. Not if you're going to be the team that we thought you were going to be. So we'll see. They play then. Until then, I will talk to you guys after the Hawks game, hopefully after a win. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.